It is good to be here with y'all. Was it snowing when you were driving here for anybody else? No? It was when I was. Don't worry, we're not going to get snowed in. Just little light, little powder. Yeah, beautiful. Oh, wow. Love driving in the snow. Okay, why don't we pray and then read our Bibles? God, thank you for being good to us and for loving us. You are kind and good. Thank you that we can come together and remember Jesus at the cross. How you have made us, you make us right with you through him. We don't deserve that. You are good. Now, as we open your word and read, I pray, God, that you would indeed speak to us, that your word would be living and powerful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So, since we celebrated Thanksgiving this week, I thought it only appropriate, maybe because I grew up in a church when I was growing up. Most of the time when I was growing up, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, the normal preacher wouldn't be there and somebody would fill in and we would have a Thanksgiving sermon every year. And so maybe I'm just trained that that's what you're supposed to do. But anyway, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving today. I thought it would be appropriate. I mean, we have a day that we call Thanksgiving. And so for the whole day, even if we don't think about the idea of giving thanks, we're saying the word, we're saying Thanksgiving. So we're at least somewhere in our consciousness. So I thought it would be a good time to talk about it because, okay, so the thing with Thanksgiving, with like being thankful, have you ever thought about that? We have a day that's a Thanksgiving day, a day to give thanks, but then we're expected to be thankful all the time. It's not something that you get to do and just kind of be done with. It's one of the first things you teach children, right? Say thank you. Did you say thank you? I'm still saying it to my, especially teenagers. I'm still saying my little teenagers are taller than me. I'm still saying it to my teenagers. Did you say thank you? Did you say thank you? Because, you know, they forget. And then, you know, you look rude if you don't say thank you. And it's not just kids. It's as adults, we know I'm supposed to say thank you because it's expected. It's you're growing up. We have to say thank you to each other because somebody doesn't say thank you. What do we say about them? You could think, you don't have to say it out loud, it's church, but how rude. What a horrible person who doesn't say thank you. Well, I may not even help them next time. They didn't say thank you this time. What did they do? Just expect like it's not, like they deserved it? No. Rude if you don't say thank you. So we say thank you. We're grateful. We say the words thank you. We do it for different reasons, right? Sometimes we say thank you because we actually are thank you. You know those moments when something happens, you say thank you, and it just kind of comes out. You don't even have to remind yourself. Say thank you so they don't think you're rude, because that's another reason we say thank you. At least I do. I say thank you so people don't think that I'm rude sometimes. I know I need to, so I do. Sometimes we say thank you because we know that if we don't, we're not going to get more of what we want from that person. They're not going to help us the next time. They're not going to give us another gift at Christmas. So I better say thank you now because I don't want to stop the stuff from coming. We have to say thank you. So we do. And more than anything, we should give thanks to God. And there's a story, which is the Thanksgiving story in the Bible, which I think it would not be a Thanksgiving message if we didn't read it. So look at Luke chapter 17. This is a story about giving thanks to God, which if we're going to say thanks to each other, even more so, we should be giving thanks to God. So let's read this story. Luke chapter 17, verse 11. On the way to Jerusalem, that's Jesus, was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. That's an incredible. We could look at this story in another sermon. We could look at how they obeyed. They hadn't received what they were asking for, but they obeyed. And as they obeyed, they got what they were asking for. But look at verse 15. Then one of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now for later, remember that, praising God and giving thanks. So he was praising God with a loud voice. He fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan, so he came back to thank Jesus. He was the foreigner of the bunch. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Big thing we see in this story, that I see in this story, is Jesus expected him to be thankful. He expected them to be thankful. It wasn't a surprise. He didn't say, "Wow, you remember to be thankful. You went above and beyond." He said, "Where are the other ones? The ones who are not saying thank you, didn't come back praising God and thanking me for what I did." He expected that. That was the expected response. We should be thankful to God for what he does. In the same way, if you do something for me and I say, you expect me to say thank you, and I know I'm expected to say thank you, and I want to say thank you because I'm grateful for what you did for me, how much more should we thank God for what he does for us? And as I was thinking about this, I thought, you know, I'm probably guilty of even becoming a bit superstitious. I don't know now. I know in the past. I know in the past, being a bit superstitious of, if I don't say thank you to God for what he gives, you know, what he gives me, is he going to take it away? Is he not going to give me more in the future? So I almost sometimes, and I don't know if I still feel this way. I still do this. It's not right, but I don't know if I still feel this way. I don't think so. But I know for large parts of my life, I felt that if I don't say thanks to God, that's going to stop this. So I better say thank you so it keeps working. We know we should be thankful to God, but why? Why? And see, let's connect it with what we've been doing for the last couple of months. We've been saying, why this? And this, the question we're going to look at today is not a difficult question. We've seen some hard questions, and maybe we'll see a couple more hard questions before we're done. But right now, this isn't a hard question we're going to look at today, but it's an interesting one, especially coming off of Thanksgiving. It's an interesting one. If I have to say thank you, if we're expected from the time you can talk to the time you pass from the world for our whole lives, we're expected to be grateful, and especially to God. Why? Why are we supposed to give thanks? Why? What's the reason behind that? And it's probably a good question to ask, even though it's not a hard question to answer, because you're probably thinking of the answer to yourself right now. Maybe multiple answers. Multiple reasons. It's not a hard question to answer. We're gonna look at some verses that tell us the answer, but it's a good question to ask, I think, because being thankful, I don't think it's our default response. Like, I was driving here this morning, and there was this slow minivan in front of me, and then they just started, like, drifting into the next lane and made a real sloppy left turn, but it was slow, and so I, like, almost stopped, and I just, like, gee. And when I realized that they were turning, then my thought was, a blinker. Come on, just tell me that you're going to turn. I was not in a church mood when that was happening. And then I kept going. I was like, wait a second. I'm going to talk about Thanksgiving. And the big part of this story is this slow minivan is no longer in front of me. And I get to go the speed limit all the rest of the way to church. That's a good thing. It wasn't my default reaction. So why? Why do we have to be thankful? Look at 1 Thessalonians. We'll jump around some verses at the beginning, and then we'll calm down. But look at 1 Thessalonians. Here's the answer. I mean, there's a lot of answers, but here is the big answer. We have to be thankful. We should be thankful. We're supposed to be thankful because God has told us to be thankful. Our Creator has looked down on us and said, give thanks. Be thankful. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We'll start in verse 16, but we're going to verse 18. Rejoice always. See, I wanted to start there because being thankful and rejoicing, they're tied together, kind of a symbiotic relationship. So rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Give thanks. It's a commandment. It's God saying, do this. Not a, you know, if you want to, if things are going well, it's give thanks, and in all circumstances. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 20. Giving thanks. I'll start in verse 19. Addressing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. Giving thanks always. always. So it's giving thanks always. And it's, and this is in the context, jump back several verses when the sentence actually starts. It's a commandment. It's an imperative. It's a do this. So it's a giving thanks always. So give thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks. Look at Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, and I apologize for choosing a bunch of tiny little books. It makes the flipping hard, I know, for me too. Okay, Colossians chapter 3, look at verse 15. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, in which you were called in one body. And be thankful, not a suggestion, not a, it'd be nice if you did. People will be happier with you if you do. It's do this. It's a commandment. Look at Colossians chapter 4, same book, chapter 4, verse 2. He's talking about prayer, but look what he says. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. So again, part of a commandment. Be thankful as you pray. Always pray. And as you pray, be thankful. Always be thankful as you pray. Now flip back to the middle of your Bible. Look at Psalms chapter 95. Verse 2, come let us come into his presence with, let us come into his presence. So it's an invitation couched in a command, or a command couched in an invitation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make joyful noise to him with songs of praise. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Look at Psalm chapter 107. And this is a commandment. Again, they all are. 107 verse 1, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. We're supposed to give thanks to God because he's commanded us to. He's told us to. He said, give me thanks. Be thankful to me. It's an order. Not doing it is disobeying him. That's why. I mean, you boil everything else away. That's why we give thanks. So why does God command us to give thanks? That's another question. Why would he command us? We have to give thanks because he commands us to, but why would he command us to? Well, it's because he's given us everything. He's given us everything. Look at Psalms 107. We're going to go back there later on, but just the first verse, give thanks to the Lord. Why? Because he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever, because he's given us everything. He is good, and he's been good to us. Everything that we have, whether it's life or the snow coming down or family or food or shelter, or if you can drive to where you're going, if you work, if the stuff we do for fun, everything we have, he's given to us. He's been good to us. That's why we are to thank him. Everything comes from him. That's why we thank him. Here's another question. Now, I like this question better. It's more of a selfish question. So, what do I get when I'm thankful? Because maybe this is where you started when I said, why are we supposed to be thankful? Maybe this is the first thing that came to your mind. See, we started with God says you're supposed to. But what do I get out of being thankful? Is there something I get? Anything? Do I? Do I not? Do I? Does he give me more? If I'm thankful, if I'm more thankful, am I more blessed? Does God open up his hands wider if I'm more thankful to him? Is it like, you know, when you have two children and one is kind of, you know, a brat and the other one's just like really nice and thankful? And so you just instinctively feel yourself drawn to being nicer to the nicer one and giving them. Is that what it is? Well, what is it? Well, you remember the story we read at the beginning? 10 lepers who were thankful, one was thankful, 9 weren't. What I always expected reading that story, maybe this is just like my legalistic mind. I always expected that story. I imagined, and I tried to find it in the text. I remember when I was a teenager trying to find this in the text. It's not there, so I just imagined that it was there. I imagined that the Samaritan got healed, and maybe, very likely, hopefully, the other 9 got their leprosy reversed, and they got it back. I thought that. I knew it wasn't in the text, but it just made logical sense to me that it. But that's not what happened. They didn't lose their healing because they weren't thankful. There's not a promise, and maybe there is one, and you will tell me later, that I could find in the Bible. I don't see it as a stalwart teaching in the Word of God that if we're not thankful, that God will not bless us and that it'll cross his arms, and that, because that's the opposite of grace, is it not? Grace is getting what we don't deserve, and if I'm not thankful, I don't deserve. So I don't think not being thankful mean I get less from God, or I get more if I am thankful. So what do I get when I'm thankful? I get happy. That's what I get. Well, it's not a right, correct sentence, but it works, doesn't it? I get happy. I get contentment. I get happiness. I become a happier person when I'm thankful. When I'm thankful, my level of happiness and contentment, and I wish I could remember this because it's true and it always works, and I almost never remember this and I almost never do this, but when I'm thankful, my level of actual me being happy, not like trying to be happy on the outside and actual happiness on the inside and contentment goes up when I'm thankful. Because here's the thing, by nature, we're kind of not satisfied. We never have enough. We always are thinking about what we don't have and what didn't happen. And well, think about your Thanksgiving. Well, what were the highlights for you? I'm sure there were good things, but think about some of the highlights. Aren't some of the things that we thought about that day, the people who didn't come and the food that wasn't ready and the stuff that didn't happen and the thing the person said? And we tend to have a gift to laser focus on what's not going right and what's not good and what we wish would be different in our lives. And as a result, we're not content. I always want more. And honestly, I'm not thrilled. I'm not super happy on the inside. And when we're thankful, that level of happiness and contentment goes up because, I don't know, I think it's because we remember what God has done for us and what we've received and what we actually have. I think that's why. I don't know. I don't have a verse I can go to, but I know what happens because I've experienced it. When I'm thankful, I have more peace inside. When I'm thankful, I'm happier on the inside. When I flipped the thing in my mind with the minivan turning, and I was like, wait a second, now I don't have to go behind the slow minivan. As silly as that whole thing was, I felt better. I didn't feel like I felt a minute ago. I felt actually happier. We are happier. That's what we get out of being thankful. We get happier. We get more content. Have you ever felt that? And then there's another question, which is, what does God get when we're thankful? Because if you think about it, it's kind of a weird thing for, okay, it's normal. It's a weird thing for someone to say, thank me, right? Because it's normal if you as a parent say, thank your grandma, thank your aunt, thank the person who gave you that. That's a normal interaction. And the person, you know, if your kid doesn't say thank you to them when they open up their Christmas present, that person kind of looks at you like, hey, you got something you need to be saying right now, right? That's a normal interaction. But it's a little bit less normal interaction if the person who gave the gift says, were you going to thank me? You're like, yeah, what's wrong with you? What kind of ego do you have? That's not a normal thing to say. What? Why does God tell us? Why should we be thankful? Because God tells us to. And I get happier when I am thankful. But why is God telling me to be thankful? What does he get out of it? Is it some kind of an ego thing? Does he need us to tell him something? No, he doesn't. He gets something huge. There's something big that happens when we're thankful. Something that God receives when we're thankful, but it's not a boost to his ego. God isn't a man. He doesn't need people to pat him on the back and say, oh, I'm happy with you. Here is a big idea. God receives glory. God receives glory when we are thankful to him. God is glorified. What's glorifying God? Isn't it making him known, revealing him to who he is and what he is like to others, to his creation? It's him being seen for how great and how big and how powerful and how just and kind he is. It's being him being worshiped by those who see him. It's him being seen and then him being worshiped. It's people saying, you are good and I see you. Isn't that why we sing? We sing because we are worshiping him, but we also were singing words that are glorifying him, that are making him known to ourselves and to the people around us. And as we make him known, our hearts overwhelm and in thankfulness and worship, and we praise him. It's seeing him, and it is lifting him up, and it's praising him, and that's what he receives when we are thankful. When you and I are thankful, we glorify God. When I'm thankful to God, I proclaim his goodness and his generosity and his power. And when you're thankful, you're proclaiming what God is like, what he has done. You're proclaiming that to yourself, at least, because at least you can hear it. And you're proclaiming it to the people around you. And even angels and demons hear that. We proclaim when we're thankful, thank you, God, I can't believe you did that. You're wonderful. We're proclaiming how good and powerful he is. And we're worshiping him. We're glorifying God. When we are thankful to God, it's an act of worship. Worship isn't just the singing, as glorious as that is, that we do together on a Sunday morning. An act of worship is being thankful to God. We're worshiping him. I think that's why. Look back at Colossians. I'm going to mark Psalm 107 because we're going to be there in a second. But go to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. There's a verse that is one of the whatever you do, word or deed, you know, if you drink, if you eat. 1 Corinthians 10:31, one of the do it all to the glory of God verses. And thanksgiving is stuck into that verse. So look at verse 17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. You could read that next to 1 Corinthians 10:31, and those verses go together. They're cousins. It's a give God glory in everything. It's do everything in his name. It's glorify God in all that we do. And then it ends in this one in Colossians with giving thanks to God the Father through him, through Jesus. That's why thanksgiving is connected to glorifying God, because God receives glory when we are thankful. And being thankful to God, in fact, is one of the biggest ways that we glorify God. That's what God receives from us being thankful. He receives glory. He receives the thing that we're supposed to give him the most, the thing that all creation gives him and is supposed to give him, which is glory. But there's a problem with having to be thankful. There's a problem that we run into, and it's sometimes we don't have a lot to be thankful for. Maybe you're listening to all this morning saying, I know I should be thankful, and I will be. I will be when the thing at my job gets worked out, and I will be when the thing in my body gets fixed, and I will be when my family gets fixed, and I will be when things get better in my life. But right now, things aren't going good. So I was going to say last question, almost last question. How can we be thankful when things aren't going well? That's a reality. Maybe it's not a Sunday morning reality, but it's a Sunday afternoon and the rest of the week reality. How can I be thankful when that minivan doesn't turn and I'm stuck behind a slow minivan the rest of the way and that's not fun? How can I be thankful when things are going really bad in my finances or in my health or in my family? When things are not going bad, how can I be thankful in those moments? And the answer is because in spite of what's wrong, God has been extremely generous to me, to you. In spite of what's wrong, in spite of the things that aren't going right now, God has been extremely generous and good to us. He's given us so much more than we deserve. That's it. God has given us so much more than we deserve. We have to be thankful. It's the only logical conclusion is that we would be thankful to him, because in spite of what is wrong, he's given us so much. He's given us that job that sometimes irritates us. It's that the family that causes problems in our lives and makes us complain. And That's family that he's given to us, that he's put in our lives. And if we didn't have them, we would be alone. If the marriage that makes me feel bad and I problems and conflict, and if that would just get worked out, that's a person that God's put in our lives to spend the life, that life together with us, a person that we've asked him for. If the old car that doesn't work the way I want it to, and it turns over three times instead of just instantly starting, so much better than walking. See, no matter what is wrong in our lives, God has given us so much more than we deserve. And it's not just the material stuff. Listen to this. It's not just the material stuff that he's given us. He's given us what we find in the gospel. He's given us what we receive in Christ. We're rebels that deserve death that have found forgiveness. We're prodigal sons and daughters that have run away from home and now are back sitting at the table with our Father. We're people who have loved everything except their Creator, and now they're loved by their Heavenly Father. We're people who have become idiots seeking other people's approval, and now we've received the complete and total approval of the King of the universe in Christ. That's why we're supposed to be thankful, even on our darkest night. Look at Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, even on our darkest night, when we're crying out to God, God says, be thankful in the middle of that. Philippians 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything. There's multiple sermons in this text, and we're just gonna slice one part out. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. So if you're anxious, and he's saying, don't be anxious, things aren't going well, and he's saying, go to God and plead with him, prayer and supplication. God, help me with this. I'm putting this in your hands. You're bigger than me. I desperately need you. So things aren't going well. And then look what he says. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So as you're crying out to God with what you need, thank him. Be thankful to him. That's why and how we're able to be thankful when things aren't perfect, when things, in fact, are far from perfect, because God has been exceedingly good to us, and he's given us so much more than we deserve. So now this is the last question. How do we thank God? What's a biblical way to be thankful to God? Look at Psalms chapter, hey, go to Psalms 103. Didn't go back far enough. Psalms 103. Look at verse 2. He tells us how. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I love this phrase. Do not forget all his benefits. Do not forget what he's done. Do not forget what God has done. That's the key to being thankful. That's how we are thankful. Go to Psalms 107. Look at what David does here. What he's going to do, he's going to say, be thankful to God. And then he's going to show us how to be thankful to God by not forgetting what God has done. He's going to show us how to be thankful, how to be biblically thankful. And here's what he does. He names the stuff that God has done. And then he thanks God for it. He praises God for what he has done. So just as we'll read for a minute, I put the whole psalm in my notes and then I stopped because it's the same. We'll see the pattern and then we'll stop. So look at verse 1, 107 verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. So he's saying give thanks. It's a commandment. And he's lifting up who God is. And then look at how he says thanks to God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble and gathered him from the lands, from the east and the west and the north and the south. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them. And their distress, he led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. For he's repeating the pattern. He says, be thankful to God. And then he talks about stuff that God has done. And then he says again, verse 8, be thankful to God. Look at verse 9, for he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. And he continues talking about what God has done. And then he repeats it. He says, be thankful to God. And then he talks about stuff God has done, and he names the stuff that God has done for them and given them. And then he ends it with, and I love the ending verse. So this breaks the pattern, but it puts a bow on it. Verse 43, whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. And that's saying thank you to God and talking about what he's done. Let them consider the steadfast love of the Lord. That's biblical thankfulness, guys. That's how we're thankful to God in a way that gives him glory. We say what he's done. We say, you gave me two children when we were barren and we couldn't have children. And the doctor said we couldn't have children. And you've given us two children who are incredible. Your steadfast love endures forever. You are incredible. Thank you. And then we praise him. You're good and you're kind and you're loving. You did this. Thank you. You did this and thank you. And you've done this and thank you. That's how we are thankful to God. That is biblical thankfulness. So what should we do? What should we do? What's our application from all of this? Well, listen, if you're not a Christian, if you've never given yourself to God, if he's not your father, if you haven't repented him and baptized and given yourself to Jesus, listen, God's blessed you a ton. You can be thankful to him all day long. He's given you everything from snow to sun to friends and family. But none of that compares, even in the slightest little bit, with the blessing that God gives you when you are his child. When you come into a relationship with him, but in order to receive that blessing, you don't just have to walk outside and let the snow fall on you or the sun hit you in the face. You have to do something. You have to reach out your hand. You have to receive that blessing. And the way you reach out your hand is by giving yourself to Jesus and saying, I'm giving myself to you and letting you be the Lord of my life. I'm repenting and being baptized. I'm going to be your follower. I'm going to serve you until the day I die. I will be yours and you will be mine. And as you repent and then as you come up out of the waters of baptism, God becomes your father. And you receive something for which you will be thankful the rest of your life. And over everything else, you can be thankful for everything else God gives you. But that is the crowning thing. That's the thing we come back to week after week and say, thank you, thank you. I can't believe I'm your child. And this community, when you say, I got to do that. I have to become God's child. Tell someone. Okay, what about those of us who are Christians? What are we supposed to do? Remember to be thankful. That's it. Remember to be thankful. Here's what my little tip for this week would be, my help for this, what I'm going to try to do. Let the moments of, and I'm going to use a modern, cool word, so you've been warned. Let the moments of unhappiness, insatisfaction, discontentment, complaint, slow van driving in front of me, and then they didn't even put on their... Let those moments when you don't feel good about something, when you're just, when it's not in, you're not happy, let them, here's the word, let them trigger. See? That's a good modern word. Let them trigger you to be thankful. Be like, whoa, I should be thankful in this moment. I'm not happy. I'm not content. I'm kind of complaining. I'm not satisfied right now. I'm not... Be thankful. How do you be thankful? Well, we just said it, right? Remember stuff that God has done. It doesn't even have to be related about to the thing that you're not happy with or to the thing you're not content about or the thing that's making you complain or unhappy. Just start naming stuff that God has done and say thank you. And then say what it means about him. You're good. Thank you for that. You're kind. Thank you for that. You're loving. And then all of a sudden you feel peace inside. You feel happiness. And then when that goes away, and the next time you're like, man, you're just all tensed up and there's stuff happening. Let that trigger you again. You say, thank you. Thank you for the car that I'm driving. Thank you for you've been good to me. And I think if we spend a week doing that, letting every time that we felt just trigger us into being thankful, and we started telling God thank you for things, I think we would develop the habit, the deep-rooted habit in our lives of being thankful to God always in all things. Why don't we stand, we'll pray, and then we'll sing. God, we thank you together. You are good and kind. You give us family. You've given us a wonderful church family to be part of. You've given us people around us who love you and help us love you better. You've given us people that we could come and sing to you with that remind us of the cross. You've given us people who sit around us every week, and when we start to stray, you use them to pull us back. You're good and kind. We thank you together for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.